Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and
our
favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
My friends and faithful family, welcome to the joint broadcast of Remembering Kabbalah, the reality of the Creator. Thank you once again for joining us this beautiful Sunday morning as we greet to you another profound message of Remembering Kabbalah, the reality of the Creator. Yes, you are here with us this Sunday on the reality of the Creator. And the message we have for you today is, Allah, the creator of the world, says, this world is evil and deceptive. Yes, our creator has already let us know about this world. He says, well, it's an evil world, a deceptive world, and let's find out why. Allah says, most people are evil because they choose to follow their self-will, and people your self-will is a jinn or devil. This is something that most people accept to be, and then they wonder why this world is so evil. Allah said to test the human self-will with good and evil. Then Allah said he gave the human being a limited amount of freedom of self-will. This means that each human being has a limited time in this limited world to choose good or evil. Allah placed this responsibility on each person. People have made evil and wicked to be in this world. This is why Allah says he will never change the evil and wicked conditions of this world until people change their self-will and submit the selfish will to Allah's divine will, for his will is all good. People make evil in this world. People make evil in this world by following their false will. This is why Allah says in the Quran that all the evil that happens to people comes from their own self-will. And Allah says that all the good that happens to people comes from Allah's will. Yes, so you see, we have a very, very strong discussion today, huh? To try to get you to understand why this world is as it is. We point the fingers, accusing everybody and everything, but we don't look at self, huh? We have a part to play, too, which is the main part. Now I give to you Imam Shahid Chabal. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I, first of all, want to give all praises, which is due to Allah, for bringing all of us back to life in this world. After when he put us to sleep last night, we was next to death. And a lot of people, Allah did not put his life spirit back in the heart of the human, lots of human beings, and so they didn't return back to life. They're going on to the next life. They are waiting on the judgment. Well, I want to say this. It could have been us. And every day that we live, we see people dying fast. And that's a reason for that. It's going to continue to accelerate every day because it's in Allah's plan. So this prayer is to save you from the evil that the sister was talking about. Most people are not following the will of Allah. Let's start with the people who are supposed to be, who claim to be religious people, or even people who don't have no religion who say, well, I believe in God, but yet they think they can go on doing their evil in this world. Into the fallen, they are lustful, wicked, false desires of their flesh, and committing all kinds of horrific crimes. And yes, sir, I believe in God. So belief in the Creator ain't just talk. It's the way you live. So with that said, we'll start off with the opening prayer of the Holy Quran, the final and the seal of Allah's revelations of all of His prophets and all of His messengers. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim, sirata ladin, anta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim, wa dhalin. Amen. Yes, we give all praises to Allah, the God and the Evolver, the Cherisher and Sustainer of all the world's people. As the sister said, this world, Allah, our Creator, say, is the root of all evil. And you can see that because you see today most people of this world. And what do it mean by of this world? It means that you place your value on the thing, on yourself, and on the things in this world, your flesh, and on the things in this world, you hold them as being things that's going to last forever. Like, you know, I'm going to get all enjoyment I can get out of this world here because, and you ain't, and people ain't got to say it out of their mouth, they show it in their conduct. I'm going to get all enjoyment I can get here because Allah said in the Quran, most people don't believe in the hereafter. That's why most people, this world is so evil because this world, Allah made to test our faith in Him. And what did the sister just say? He tests us what? With evil and good, by way of trial, to see which of us will be what? Best in our conduct. Knowing Allah know that if you don't submit your will to His will, which is all good, ain't no way you can be best in conduct. But when you follow your own ways, your own will, people, Allah say you are following all evil, and that evil leads you into all the evils of the in this world right here. All kinds of evil. In fact, Allah say when you forget Him, you forget your own soul. You forget your own life. Then you don't have no more life in you. And when you have no more life of Allah in you, evil takes over your mind. Evil takes over your heart. And evil takes over your soul, and you become a soldier in the army of the evil Satan, who is the arch enemy of all human beings. He's no enemy to Allah. Nothing can affect Allah. Allah is all powerful. In fact, Satan, the one that most people around here worship in his evil, and his followers of evil, Satan says clearly in the Quran, the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Allah, he said, "Lo, I fear Allah." And he's saying this now in the context of where people down here right now, and ever since this creation, Allah put people on the planet Earth talking about the devil made me do it. And we used to hear that a lot when I was a little boy. I'm in my sixes. The devil made me do it. I never bought into that bull crap. You understand? Because that's all it is. It's crap. The devil can't make you do nothing. Even your Creator, Allah, who can force you to do or compel you to do whatever you want, He don't even force you to do good, and He don't encourage you to do bad. He encourages you to do good, because some stupid, ignorant, so-called Muslims all over the world, and I hope y'all can hear me, take it to the ones that don't hear me, saying that in the Quran, in the Arabic, in the Quran, Allah leads people astray after He have guided them. That's a lie. Allah, why would Allah lead somebody astray when the whole point of Allah creating people is to guide them on His straight path, to guide them to His righteousness? It's people that they don't want to accept his righteousness, and they go astray from the righteousness of their Creator Allah and follow their own unrighteousness or ungodliness. So the sister's right about that. So I'm saying this to say to you today, people, that time is fleeting in this world. This is a fleeting world, Allah say. Fleeting means it's like the blink of an eye. It's here, and then it's gone. I mean, it's like the seasons. It's here, now you see it, now you don't. So because Almighty Allah, he gives us extended time to get ourselves together as human beings and prepare for the day of judgment and the hereafter. Most people, Muslims, beginning with them, they take it for granted. They think they can sin and they can do their wickedness and then I'll go pray and everything is all right. Huh? It's all right. When they get sick or some bad, not bad, but some calamity falls on them, because bad comes on them, but it comes on them from their own will or their own ways. And that's the biggest thing in my conclusion of this part of the talk. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the last prophet and the seal of the prophets of Allah, prayers and peace be upon him, he said the greatest fight, the greatest enemy that we have to fight as human beings to save our soul from our own wickedness and the wickedness of this world is our own self-desires, false self-will desires. With that said, I'm going to stop. I have other speakers, I imagine. I want to give them an opportunity to come on in and share with me and help you all to understand how serious it is to take total responsibility right now for your actions. And Allah says, if you die in sin, Muslim, whatever you call yourself, you go to hell. So, people, you should take every day like it's your last day to get your life right with your Creator. Because if you die in this evil that most people are doing, practicing, Muslim, Christian, Jews, everybody, most of them, you're going to hell. Allah don't fail. And if you say you're going to hell, rest assured, you're going to hell. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. Thank you. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And thank you again for joining us. As you can see, we have a profound and very serious discussion, people. Because, as they used to say in our time, it's later than you think. Yes, much later. You know, the author's mission is was about the fleeting our time. Yes. And Allah is giving us now serious time to let us know just how time is fleeting. Look at the Muhammad. Huh? We see the Bahamas, we saw it before, as a beautiful place, a beautiful island. No, it's like it never existed. And all those places, all those buildings, it's like they never existed. Yes, it had to be rebuilt, but it was the same. It'll be all new and something different, right? That's a sign of a fleeting moment. It's gone. All that was is gone. It won't be again. And same with the fire in California that destroyed that town last year, the whole town. It's no more. It's as though it never existed. People, serious signs are giving us serious warning signs. So we need to take heed and listen and think really, really think seriously about our life and what's happening to us, because that's what it's really a sign of. And the warning. Warning to get it together. I'm merciful. I'm giving you time. Time's not going to last forever. All right. Now we have some speakers. Wonderful speakers, as usual. Oh, my goodness. All of them are here, and I'm excited. And let's see. We have our beautiful man from Georgia this morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
yeah, spend my time too much better helping the eye. How's the
eye
coming along?
I'm doing well. My eye is a whole lot better. I've been kind of out of the loop for the last couple of weeks because I've been having difficulties with my eyes. But
yes. This
week, my eyes are well enough for me to be able to read some of the Tafsir that I've been researching over the past few months. And I've come up with some Tafsir that go along with what you all are talking about today. And I'm going to start putting some videos on my YouTube channel again. I haven't done any of those in quite a while now. And so I plan on putting some more of these topics on YouTube videos at the Kareem Shabazz YouTube channel. So I'd like you to visit that and visit those videos. But what I'm going to talk to you about today is something that I believe is very critical in the way we approach understanding the guidance and the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us in the Quran. We must remember that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an unlettered man. What does that mean, unlettered? Unlettered means that he was uneducated. He couldn't read or write. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran in a verbal form, and later it was written down by people who could read and write and who were scholarly people, and they wrote it down, and they asked him to approve it, and he approved each and every word that's in the Quran. But the Quran is written on a level that an uneducated man can understand with his common sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us common sense, and we have to use that to find him and to obey him and to love him. And so he appeals to us, to those with common sense. He mentions it in the Quran in the first set of verses that I'm going to read to you today that identify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to people with common sense, not scholars, not highly educated people, but people with common sense. And the words in Arabic that were used to describe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to describe are common words that people use every day in Arabic. But what has happened is that when they get translated into different languages, they get translated by what we call scholars. And the scholars put scholarly words, 10-letter words, 15-letter words. They want to use as big a word as possible to confuse people, and they've been doing this for thousands of years. And so that's why the Quran looks like it's something that you need to have a dictionary with in order to read. Also, the Quran was written, and the translation and the meaning of the Quran was written by people who are not native English speakers. There are different kinds of English language. There's British English, there's Australian English, there's Jamaican English, and people in Jamaica, they speak English, but they speak it different. People in the hood, we speak English too, we speak it different. People in America, in different parts of America, speak English, but they speak it different. So whoever translates the meaning of the Quran into English has to take all this into consideration. It's not being done by the scholars from different countries who have translated these things the guidance that Allah has given us. And so I have simplified the language of the Quran in my videos so that everybody can understand it. Now I'm going to read you what Allah says and how he relates it to people with common sense. Allah guides us with these words. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Your deity is Allah alone. There is no deity save the all-beneficent and all-merciful Allah. If they want a sign for the understanding of this reality, surely there are countless signs for those who use their common sense. They can see in the alternation of the night and day.
in the ships that sail the ocean, laden with cargoes beneficial to mankind, and in the rainwater which Allah sends down from the sky, and thereby gives life to the earth after its death, and spreads over it all kinds of animate creatures, in the blowing of the wind, and in the clouds which obediently wait for orders between the sky and the earth. In spite of such clear signs of the oneness of Allah, there are people who set up equals and rivals with Allah and adore them with the adoration due to Allah alone, whereas the believers adore Allah most ardently. Would that these wrongdoers could realize now what they will realize when they see the chastisement before them, that power and authority belong wholly to Allah, and that Allah is severe in punishment. When He will inflict this punishment, those very leaders and guides whom they followed in the world will disown them. What punishment they shall get, and all their ropes shall be cut off. Then those who follow them will say, would that we were given another chance to return to the world. Then we would disown them just as they have disowned us today. Thus will Allah bring before them the deeds they did in the world. And we talked about that before. Our body parts will testify as to what we had done with them, in such a manner as to make them wring their hands in regret. But they should be unable to come out of the fire. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah. These are ayahs 163 to 167. Anyone who does not look around and around like an animal, but makes an intelligent observation of the great system of the universe that is working day and night before his very eyes, and is not blinded by prejudice or stubbornness, can see many a sign pointing to the reality. He will certainly see that it is being ruled only by the all-powerful, all-wise sovereign. He can also understand that Allah alone is the Lord of the whole universe, and that there is absolutely no room for any kind of interference or partnership, for no one else has any quality, power, or authority to entitle him to the claim of Godhead. I don't want to take up all the time, but I have more. And inshallah, when I come around again, I'll give you some more. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Imam Abdul Karim. I'm glad you're feeling better. Our dua is our prayers for you, work. Because Almighty Allah say, for the mu'minun, the believers, I will pray for each other. He said our prayers, sincere prayers for each other, is a source of security for one another. So prayers powerful from Allah, sincere devoted servants. He answers those prayers quickly for us, because we're down here trying to follow his righteous will in spite of all the evil around us, like we're in an ocean of evil, in a figure of speech. But what you said was very beautiful.
Thank you very much.
And I was just taking it in myself, and as you were saying it, I was just seeing the picture of it. You know, because every day I go out, and when I go out and, you know, do da'wah, you know, trying to spread Islam, I see exactly all of these things that you're talking about. And one of the things I just wanted to emphasize just briefly is that Prophet Muhammad, peace and peace be upon him, special, he said, religion is sincerity. And everything that you just said, if a person is sincere in their faith to please Allah. See, that's the key. That's the problem with most people in the world, like you were saying. They are ungrateful for all the favors of Allah. And Allah said that over and over again in the Holy Quran. He said most people are ungrateful. And like you say, he say, these partners that they associate as being a partner with Allah, God, he said on the day of judgment, these same gods going to disown their followers and say, hey, we didn't know nothing of y'all following us. We reject y'all following us. And then they all, the followers and the misled and the leaders, misleaders and the ones following them, day you're going to ask Allah, can we go back to the earth? We won't do the evil deeds we did, the evil things. We'll do right. And Allah says, you're nothing but liars. If I sent you back to the earth and put the earth back, you would jump right back to the same evil you was doing. For y'all, all of y'all ain't nothing but liars. And Allah say in this right here, ayat, in the Quran, just read the whole Quran. You'll get the, and because you got to become the whole Quran, like the Prophet Muhammad, living the Quran. In other words, people, you know, each of us as individuals, we, Allah say, we our creation. He created us alone. He said we are going to die alone by ourselves. He said we're going to be resurrected on the day of judgment, resurrected in judgment by ourselves. So Allah does the same thing that happens to us in a school when we get in formal education. You start off from elementary school, then you graduate to junior high, and then college. Well, with Allah, there's graduations of good, and there's also, Allah said, degrees of evil. So, you know, but Allah don't hold no one accountable for the evil that's in the world, but every single individual. So he made, why? Because he made us one human family. When he put his ruh, his spirit, into Adam and Eve, the mother and father of all people, he made all people one, whether they were acknowledged it or not. Just like you were saying, Brother Imam, the Quran, and I emphasize that too. If you can't, if you don't try to understand the Quran in the pure Arabic that Allah revealed it to through his prophet, angel Jibril, to his last and the seal of his prophet Muhammad, you will not be able to get the correct understanding. Therefore, you won't be able to live by Allah's laws. So you must have a scholarly teacher to teach you the meaning, the understanding of the Quran in its proper context in the Arabic, in the Quran. All the other translations, like you say, by the scholars, they add stuff to it. It's called bid'ah, and give more meanings. And Allah said, whose word can be truer than his word in the Quran? And you can't change Allah's word. If Allah say that, don't eat swine, you can't say, well, this person told, this doctor told me, if I eat a little swine, it ain't going to kill me. Who you worship, Allah or that doctor? So people around here, most of them worshiping their own self ill will desires, and they're not following the will of Allah. It's no way in this hellish situation that this world is in that people are following Allah, Muslim, Christian, Jews, whatever you call yourself, and this world is constantly becoming more wicked, with more people becoming more wicked, killing every single day and committing all kinds of abominable sins. And Allah is often forgiving, most merciful. But Allah say, when he created his creation in the heavens and the earth, he decreed that his mercy prevail over his wrath. So that's why we don't see Allah punishing people right away for the sins they commit. He say he extends his mercy to them. But he say, let yourself deceive you to believe that if you continue to commit sins, the sins that you're committing going to come back on you and destroy you, just like it did in past generations. History repeats itself in an individual life and in the life of all humanity. If you don't change in your personal life, you keep on committing sins and saying, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, I'm a Jew, or whatever religion, and you keep on committing sins, but yet you're praying and you're giving in charity and you're fasting. You make hajj, you go through all the practices of the rituals of the faith, and your conduct is corrupt, immoral. Allah don't accept none of your worship. That's the same thing I was trying to make about school. You can be passing in all your grades in school, elementary, junior high, on through college. But if you fail in your conduct, you can get A's in all your other subjects. But if you fail in your conduct, you fail that grade and you stay back. You don't advance to the next grade. That's how Allah's with us. He put us down here so that we could graduate, get better in our conduct every day, not get worse. But most people get worse in their conduct every day. Why? Because they're, as the sister said and the brother too, they are following their own false, ungodly, selfish desires, and they are not, they don't believe in the unseen. And Allah said, if they only believe in what they see, that's as far as knowledge will reach them, meaning they can't understand spiritual knowledge. And Allah's knowledge in the Quran is spiritual knowledge. It's not, like the Imam said, the last Prophet Muhammad, and I'm through, this man was unlearned. He couldn't read or write. But how did this man was blessed by Allah to transform the world when the world was uncivilized and wrapped up in evil like it is today? It was called Jahiliyyah in Arabic, meaning the age of spiritual darkness, where the whole world, they had forgot the Creator, and they was committing all kinds of abominable, unthinkable, horrible sins like they're doing today. And this man, an uneducated man, formerly wise, he was blessed by Allah, chosen by Allah, to bring the world back to civilization when he brought the world back through the grace and mercy of Allah to Tawheed, the oneness of the Creator of all people. He's the one that did that. And that's why we have some people today and there's still no right from wrong, because Allah, through Prophet Muhammad, brought back his truth and light and understanding back to the world to save people from their own destruction and the destruction of the evil of this world. And that is in the Holy Quran in its correct and proper context, as it was revealed 1,400 years ago with nothing changed. Even in the translation, it don't take on no different meaning. It means the same as what Allah revealed his truth to Prophet Muhammad. You can't change it. He protected it. You cannot change it. And that's why, like the brother say, most people are not Muslims all over the world. They have a misconception of the Quran, because and those who know it, and even in the language of the Quran, most of them, they take it just like it's a tradition. They're Hafiz. They can read the Quran in Arabic and teach the Quran in Arabic. But look at their morals. Look at their morals. Allah don't care nothing about you learning how to read the Quran in Arabic in the language he revealed it in. And your morals, you got bad morals. Allah's, and I'm through, Prophet Muhammad said, Allah said, our Creator, righteousness is good morality. So if you don't have good morality, you're not righteous, and you're not a mukminu, you're not a believer in Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, and he's bringing it home in the real true reality. Yes, yes. With understanding, clear understanding, people, because he's bringing it to you in the language that you speak and you can understand. He's bringing it to you in that language, but you can't say, well, I don't speak like that. I don't understand that language. They talk too proper. That, yeah, I can't understand those people. He brings it home. He brings it down there to your level of understanding. He's telling it to you like it is, way it is. So let's please listen carefully. This is serious. It's no joke. They're trying to reach your soul, help you to turn back to the right track, because most of the people are on the wrong track. They're going far astray. As you can see through this evil wickedness that's going on, deciding what you're doing, what's coming out of you, and the world that you have made, it brought into existence as a result of your self-will, your evil ways. Allowed to exist because you want to do what you want to do and believe what you want to do. And now I will go on because we have some wonderful guest speakers today. The switchboard here is loaded. So the next one that I saw is the 336-4309-0792, which is also our wonderful brother and supporter, Amen, Abdul Kareem from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hi, Assalamualaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. How are you, sister and brother? How are you?
Very good, brother. We hope you are as well, our brother, our beloved brother. Amen.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, just listening in today. Alhamdulillah. You know, on a day that, you know, another beautiful day that we're blessed. It's good to know or good to have the reminders that, you know, these beautiful days, these good times when things are easy for us.
That's
that
right.
It's important for us to remember Allah then too.
That's right.
And not just only when things get tough, not just only when you know, when things are difficult or we're going through a tough time or we hit an ice patch when we're doing 60 miles an hour. That's not the only time to remember Allah. You know, when these things are easy and things are going well, we need to remember Allah also, because that's you know, that's what it's all about. You know, that Allah says in Quran, we were created into toil and struggle. In Surah Al-Balad, he said we were created into toil. Translated as we were born into toil and struggle, which means it's not always going to be easy out here. You know,
that's
it's
right.
Going to be some struggle. Alhamdulillah, it's going to be some work. It's going to be some difficult times. It's going to be some times where, you know, where we may feel like we're up against it. And those are the times when we need to get closer to our Lord. And
that's
those
right.
are the times when we need to appreciate beautiful days like this. You know, you after difficulty, there's relief. You could
right.
realize ease after you have some difficulty. You know, you appreciate the day because you have the night. You know, you appreciate good times because you've been through a bad time or two. And when you've
That's
been
right.
through some bad times or some difficult times, you need to remember Allah. And then when things are going just wonderful, you don't need to forget Allah.
That's
because
right.
When things are going just wonderful and you forget Allah, you know, Allah can forget us too. You know?
That's right.
That's right. So it's just, you know, so important on these, you know, days like today, no rain, you know, the sun is out and it's just, you know, a nice, comfortable day out here. It's good to remember that we have a loving Lord, and we want to be able to keep our iman, keep our level of belief, keep our faith in Him strong on the good times and strong on the difficult times.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So that way when we're sick and when we're not as well, we're remembering Allah and Allah is remembering us. You know,
yes, sir.
And just a reminder benefits to believers. And, of course, my ears are closest to my mouth because, you know, sometimes, you know, things get tough and you just feel, you know, some kind of way. But, you know, Allah, it's our responsibility to keep Allah in the conversation and know that Allah promises us we're not going to get pricked by a thorn that He's not going to reward us for. You're not going to get a paper cut that Allah is not going to reward you for if you remember Him.
That's exactly right. Absolutely.
But I just right. want to share, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to let you continue, inshallah, and continue to listen, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, brother Imam. That was very beautiful. And as you say, Allah says over and over in the Quran, reminding the believers of His will, His truth in the Quran benefits the believers. He didn't say, now check this out, brother Imam. He didn't say benefits the Muslim. He said benefits the believers. Now that is very important because all Muslims are not believers.
That's right.
You got a lot of people that believe in Allah that don't go under the title Muslim. And how do you know they believe in Allah? By their actions. How do you know that Muslims don't believe in Allah? By their actions. And Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, yeah, that actions are but by intentions, meaning that I can't keep saying I got intentions to please Allah, but yet my actions will keep. But my actions could keep showing that I'm going against the will of Allah. What is that? What is that called? That's called hypocrisy. That means that you're not appreciating your Creator and all the good and all the love He's showing you. See, people get, I'm going to say it like this. Most people, they are spoiled. I'm going to use the United States of America. If people travel, and Brother Man from Atlanta can really bear witness to this and give more enlightenment on this. When you go around the world and you've stayed in these third world countries, we think America is so bad. But we are living like, even the poorest people in America are living like kings and queens compared to a lot of places around the world. Do we ever think about them people? No. Most of the people in America are selfish. All the ones they think about is themselves. You got people in America, most of them, not all of them, because you have got a few people, athletes and other celebrities, and they are helping people around the world, but they're doing it quietly because they know it ain't for show. They're doing it from their heart to please the law, to please our Creator. Because that's why we was put here. Our Creator said, Allah said He put us here in this world as human beings. He said first He created us in pairs, male and female, that we might get instructions. Because He wants the man and the woman to work together as a unit, as one unit, as a whole, one soul. To be an example of how the whole human race should be. The human race starts with one family, Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve were righteous. That's the mother and father of all people. They were righteous. And we all come from Adam and Eve, all people. Doesn't matter whether you say I'm white or what the racists try to say, you black and all this and that. Allah never spoke of people in none of His revelations of scriptures as colors, black, white, red, yellow. That's what the devil's people, like in the Washington, D.C. government, that's what they did to divide the people so they could kill off the majority of the, especially the dark people, because the darker people of the earth, those people come from over there where the sun is closest and they're dark. And those were the prophets and messengers of Almighty Allah, the Creator. They come from over there. And so the light-skinned people of the human race, that they came there and seen how intelligent these people were, these dark people. And really, Africa, I want to say this for African-American people who are, especially these in America, say, Africa, I ain't left nothing in Africa. And like a man said, I'm going to say his name commonly, Malcolm X said, why, when people, black people, especially here in America, say, and they said a lot when I was growing up, I ain't left nothing in Africa. He said, why, you left your mind in Africa. And that's a fact. What did he say? He really saying you left your mind, just left your mind. He's saying you left your righteous Islamic way of life in Africa, because most of Africa was, the countries in Africa were converted to Islam 1400 years ago by Prophet Muhammad. Most of that continent is Islamic. And look at when Trump was talking about President Obama before, years ago, when President Obama was first running for president, trying to connect him with Muslims, like, if he's connected with Muslims, you definitely don't need to vote him in because he's a terrorist. The Muslims are terrorists, and they're suicidal bombers, all of them. He didn't say some. He said all of them. And I got to give this to George Bush. When he came into office and after 9/11, them attacks, the trade towers and other places around this country, he came out on national TV and said, I got Muslim friends, and I know all Muslims ain't behind this. He said, you got bad people in every religion and every race. And he said, true Muslims are some of the best people you can meet in the world. George Bush said this because he got Muslim friends, okay? So now we got that cleared up. We want to understand that how can we stop all of this evil, and I want to mention this in particular. You know that evil is attacking our children now. So if evil is attacking our children and got them destroying them each other fast, and they dying fast, faster than the older people. And you know what that means? That means the end is very near because the children are the future. Us older people, we're getting ready to die, whether you want to or not. I seen a Muslim brother in the hospital last night. I had to go to the hospital. I cut my hand, and I seen him going out. And I've been knowing him since I've been up here for 34 years, and I was saying to myself, we Muslims, we a lot of us acting like we ain't got to die, most of us. I say, but we get sick, we human. A lot of Muslims in particular try to act like they perfect, especially if they can read the Quran and the Arabic language itself, and no translation, but just the pure African, the words of Allah only in the Quran. They walk around like they're better than other people, and they look down on people. So one man said, in my conclusion, and I ain't got to call his name. It could have been Frederick Douglass, W. E. Du Bois, but one of our scholars here in this country said, black African American scholars said, you should never look down on a human being unless you're picking that human being up. Assalamu alaikum. Are you there, co-host?
Yes, uh-huh. You know, brother, I think most of you familiar now with my coughing spell. So I had to walk out for a minute and get it together. I didn't want to be coughing and disrupting the show.
Okay. It's time for somebody else if you got to bring on.
All right, yes, I do have here. I believe we have a caller, some callers here from D.C. I see two different numbers from the Washington, D.C. area here. The first one is 202-904-5567. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right, now, again, remind you that you don't have to say anything if you don't want to talk, but when this number shows up on our switchboard, we are supposed to acknowledge the phone number because that's a sign, an indication that you would like to say something. And for some reason, they have put you on the switchboard, but we, if you're not saying anything, we will dismiss you because you probably want to just listen. Thank you for joining us. Just listen in and enjoy yourself. Okay, here's another number here, and also a 202 number. It's 202-904-4661.
Give us your
number
from. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Washington, D.C., Mosquita. Khadija calling in.
Okay.
Just wanted to hear and get some inspiration. Hey,
yes.
Sister Easter and Imam Shahid.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Thank you, my beautiful sister. So glad to have you join us today. And we pray a lot to receive the inspiration that you and the knowledge and wisdom that you're searching for. To help you to grow into the more pleasing person for Allah. That's what we're here for. We want to become more pleasing to our Creator. So we support one another in giving each other the information we need to help us to better ourselves and live a better life. Okay,
yeah,
thank you so much. Anything else you would like to say?
Yep, thank you.
Okay, continue to listen, my sister. May Allah bless you for joining us. All right, brother, I believe that's all the new people that we have here today on the show. You may continue now, or I can give a lesson here again from our brother in Georgia. We haven't heard from him for a minute here. So we want to go back to him now. And now, please, we'll be Georgia.
Assalamu alaikum, sister. We have to get our minds right, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you something that we have to understand and accept. Our life, our health, our wealth are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our master. When we take shahadatain between ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a contract between the two of us. We agree that our health and our wealth, we turn all of this over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in exchange for his Jannah. Because he is the master. We are the slave. We are his slave only. We're not slaves to Tom, Dick, and Harry because we work for them, or we're married to them, or they're our children, or they're our parents, or they're our next door neighbor. We only have bayah, we only have allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, period. He is our master. We are his slaves. I know some of you don't want to hear that word, but that's what the relationship is between ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to understand that. We have to accept it. We have to embrace it. And we have to be more than happy about it. As I read some verses from the Quran earlier, I'm going to continue with the tafsir of these verses. As was described by Allah above, Allah said in the verses that I read, they set up equals and rivals with Allah. They attribute some of the exclusive qualities and powers of Allah to others and render all or some of his exclusive rights to false gods. For instance, though Allah alone has control over all the forces of nature, and Allah has the power to fulfill all the needs of his creatures and to hear their prayers and requests, and although he alone knows all that is open or hidden, yet they invoke others for help or attribute all or some of these powers and qualities to others than Allah, and set up peers who rank with him. It is the exclusive right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his subjects acknowledge him as the supreme authority and bow down their heads before him and fear him alone in open and secret. Those who render all or some rights to others than Allah set up peers who rank with him. Therefore, those who without any justification of these rights shall be guilty of idolatry. Allah alone, idolatry means idol worship, and worshiping others than Allah. Allah alone deserves to be acknowledged as the sovereign and as his subject. The people should consider his commands to be final and turn to him for guidance. There's no discussion when he gives a command about why he did this and what this means to us and what we got to do. We hear and we obey, period, because we're slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get everything from him. If we want to take a breath, our next breath comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could snuff you out in a heartbeat. Before you take your next breath, he can snuff you. And you can't do anything about it. And you can have all the armies and the military and the AK-47s and the AR-15s that you want. And you can't stop him from snuffing you. We are his slaves, and we have to accept that. We have to understand that. We have to embrace that. We have to love that. The people should consider his commands to be final and turn to him for guidance. Therefore, those who attribute any of these rights to other than Allah set up peers to rank with him. Likewise, those institutions or persons who claim to possess any of these qualities or rights, or assume to themselves any of these qualities or rights, or demand that others should attribute these to them, set themselves up as peers who rank with Allah, whether or not they put forward formal claims to a Godhead. Belief in Allah demands that one prefer his will to one's own will, or
That's
to
right.
that of others, and
That's
cherish
right.
his love so dearly as to be ready to sacrifice all other affections for Allah's sake.
Thank you.
This helpless end of ringleaders and misguiders and their followers has been specially mentioned here to warn the Muslims to be very careful in selecting and electing their leaders and guides.
That's right.
The former communities went astray because they followed wrong leaders and evil guides. The Muslims should therefore learn a lesson from their end and discriminate between leaders and misleaders and should not follow the latter.
That's right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, Brother Imam. Very clear and very concise and very practical what you were saying. People that's listening and that's not listening, they can understand this beautiful, clear language of our, their Creator in the Quran, because Allah says in the Quran, he has made the Quran easy to understand and remember. And I can say in my 45 years of striving to practice Islam, Allah has blessed me with scholarly teachers to help me to understand the meaning of the Quran, the way that our Creator Allah has revealed his beautiful and final message of hope for mankind, humankind, of their souls being saved, from the evil of this world. And another thing I want to just say to people, listening, and you take it back to the other people that's not listening, if you will. There was a group called the Stylistics back when I was growing up, and they had a song called People Make the World Go Round. And that is so true, because most people think of the world, and when they think of the world, they ain't even, you can tell they think this way when they think Muslims, all people, most of them, they think of the world as nothing but the material world. They don't think of the world as being unseen, the spiritual world. But Allah said on the day of judgment to all the people who believed only in this world they see that he created, the material world, he says it's going to be to them on the day of judgment, they ain't going to remember this world, because this world won't even real. It's an illusion. He said it's going to be like to them, this world, material world, and everything in it didn't exist, and this world was always here. Do you know, I try to get that across to people now in a plain way all the time, every day, that the Creator, he's omnipresent. What does that mean? That means he's never absent at any time or place. He's never absent. I was in my car the other day over one of my customers' houses, and her daughter came to the door. She seen me out there, and I guess she may have told her mother that he was out in the car just talking. And she asked me, who was I talking to? I said, I was talking to Allah. I said, you could hear me? I said, that's how Allah, our Creator, want us to do. He want us to worship him as if though we are looking at him, looking at us. And though we know we can't see him, he want us to worship him as if though we know he see us, looking at us like we look at one another. And that's called ihsan in Arabic. That's called true faith. You don't have true faith until you acknowledge that even though I don't see my Creator, but I know he exists because some other speakers talk. He's the one that's breaking the sun out. He's the one that make the night and the day rotate so that we can get rest and sleep and get up the next day and he have to bring down the rain from the heavens and grow the food we eat. Everybody knows that ain't no man done this. I don't care how evil they are. I don't care how much they reject faith. Their very nature is good, and it tells them that this is the goodness of your Creator. Everybody knows that there's a one Creator. But people, because he's given them a limited freedom of choice, they don't choose to obey him and follow his way. And I said this years ago, and it stands today even more. Most people think, and I've seen it, in all religion, most people think if they be, because I've had people in religion, that they think if they be sincere and dedicate, like you said, Imam, their whole life to the Creator, like Prophet Abraham and Prophet Ishmael did, peace be upon both of them, they gave their whole life to please the Allah. Allah asked Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, to sacrifice his son, only his son, Ishmael. And they had prayed much for a son to carry on his righteous work after he passed on through this evil world, ungodly world. And he did. Allah answered his prayer. And after Allah answered his prayer, Allah revealed to him in a vision, I want you to sacrifice your son for my pleasure. And what Allah meant by that was that I want to see if you think that anything I ask you to do going to be beneficial for you or going to be bad for you. And that's the purpose of this whole celebration of Eid al-Adha after Ramadan. It's to see, and the brother said it earlier, everything that's created is created for only one reason. And you hear people talking about, I don't know what my purpose is. I'm trying to find out what my purpose is. It's easy to find out what your purpose is. It's already in you. Good. Allah said when he created the human being, he created the nature of good in every human heart. So it's your nature and the purpose that you here is to do good. It's to live a righteous life because good is already in you. When you created as a baby, Allah, he inspires into your body his real spirit. And he said we became what? Living souls. So our job here on this earth is to live a good life. It's not to live a bad life. We are told by Allah through his prophet Muhammad that we are supposed to be caliphs, every human being on this earth. That is caretakers, not destroyers of the earth, but caring for the earth. I mean, you know, I was in the hospital last night, and I was so appreciative. I prayed all the way there, and they took so good care of me. But there was Allah. He answered my prayer. They took care of me very well. I was very pleased. Just the fact that they treated me so good, that helped me a whole lot right there. And this is why Allah said he created us people as nations, as tribes, that we might get to know each other and not despise each other. Why? Because if you get to really know Allah, your Creator, then you know who I am because we're one. And what is that oneness? It's just unity in his love. You're love me because the love that we all love comes from Allah. And Allah's love unites everything he created. As long as it stays under his love, it stays under his protection. But when it cuts itself off, anything, people, anything from the love of Allah, just like the devil, they lose the protection of Allah and evil will overtake them and destroy them. Whatever they serve and whatever they give their life to worship, that thing will destroy them. It will lead them to the hellfire. And that's all I want to say. But people, you only have one chance to get it right while you're breathing. And Allah said, with every breath of our life, we dying. We get nearer to dying, this physical body. And people around here trying to hold on to a lot of money and hold on to material things and see all these suffering people around them and their human family and won't even help them. A lot of times the rich, most of the time, they'll ride by poor people and communities and look at them like, that's them. This is mine. I got mine. They got to get theirs. Ain't nothing here on this earth no human being on. I want to see anybody that's a billionaire, trillionaire, own so much wealth. Let me see you. Let me see you take that that wealth with you when you die, and they're taking you to the burial place. Let me see them put other boxes beside to carry all that money and put that money in the ground with you. You came here with nothing, people, and you're going to leave here with nothing. All we got that we can call our own in this material evil world is our immortal good soul that the Creator put in us, Allah, when He put His divine spirit in our hearts. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Jahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you again for joining us. And we pray, Allah, that you are receiving the message and knowledge, the information that you have been searching for, that your questions are being answered. And if not, there's a number one button, the number one on your phone. Hit that button. Your number should show up in the studio, and we'll be glad to answer you. We have whatever comments you would like to make. We will be glad to have you join us. So, if there's anything that you want to know or say, hit the number one button on your phone, and your number will show up, and we will have you again to give your feedback and to join us. So we're thankful to have you join us. This is a very heavy show today. Allah, the Creator of the world, says this world is evil and deceptive. And sisters and brothers, we can see that the imams, they're letting us know in so many ways just exactly what that means, you know. And we can see from what's going on in this world, what's happening in this world. But the evilness is not what somebody else is doing. We have one finger that's pointing to others, but we have those four fingers, and that's what our people used to tell us years when we were little. There are four fingers pointing back at you. Yes, yes. They're saying, what are you doing? You know, you are responsible too. You have a responsibility. And you're not assuming that responsibility. If you're not having the solution, then you're part of the problem. So therefore, you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So the evilness exists because people, everybody is either talking about and pointing fingers and not doing anything about it, or they're joining in it. And to not do anything about it is to give the okay that it's all right, you know. So let them do that. And that means you're joining in. So we want to remember that.
That's right.
We want to remember people. That's right. We have a responsibility, all of us, as one human family, to correct this evil. As long as the lives exist, it's going to be like a fire that spreads. It's going to get worse. Worse.
That's right.
And that's what's happening today. So let's check ourselves out, find out what we can do, what gifts of the law has given to us, huh? What course can we take? How can we help in helping to bring back the world the way Allah has created it to be for us all to enjoy this earth? The goodness, bring back the good. What can each of us do? How can we contribute? Allah has given us many gifts, many talents, and much knowledge. We have all of that, and that's a whole lot that we have. So,
that's right.
From all of that, find out how to use it, how we can help make this world a better world so everyone can be happy and instead of displeased and mumbling and grumbling and dissatisfied with it because we're not doing anything to get rid of that evil in it. Again, I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
As-salamu alaykum. This is something that from what you just said, so eloquent and beautifully, sister, I want to remind the people of too. I didn't complete this, but what I was going on to try to say a little earlier is that, you know, Allah, the Creator, blessed me to come to the conclusion out of the Quran, a logical conclusion, that most people don't want to submit to His will because Allah say, I'm going to give you an example. Allah say in wine and gambling, He says, stay away from them things because they are abomination or weapons or tools of the devil, ammunition of the devil. He say, in wine and gambling and drinking, I mean, you know, drinking and toxic. And he says some pleasure, but he say the harm it do you is greater than the pleasure. So I'm saying this to make my point. Most people, they getting the pleasure out of these things in the material world, even out of sex, out of everything that Allah created. He created for the human being to enjoy and get pleasure out of. But the right way, not the wrong way. Most people want trying to get pleasure out of doing the haram, the things that the Creator has forbidden. And they think if they try to wholeheartedly submit to the Creator's righteousness, they're going to miss out on something. Now, the Creator addresses this to all of you all by saying hearts, H-E-A-R-O-T-S, do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah, as the Imam said earlier. So you're not going to be satisfied, people, with anything here on the planet Earth, yourself, your wife, your husband, money, whatever you think you got that's yours, that cannot give you no heartfelt satisfaction, and it can't keep you from being seduced by the evil of this world. Allah said he's the protector of the believers who believe in him. He said those who disbelieve in him don't have no protection from evil. That's why you see evil overtaking most Muslims and most people, because they don't believe truly in Allah, in word and deed. They'll talk a talk. You know, they can convince, they can talk a convincing talk. But what about the walk? So, people, the world is not going to get no better, like the man said in the song, if we just let it be. And like the sister was saying. And I want to speak specifically right now, quickly, to African Americans. We African American people, we have underwent the worst of slavery that humankind has ever known, if you study history. But why? Why? It's a reason. Now we're the worstest people on the planet Earth in terms of killing our own race. No other race is killing their race at such an alarming rate like the African Americans in America. And Africans around the world. One of the imams on the program had to flee from his home over in the East, Damascus, I think, or somewhere over there, because the Muslims were killing Muslims, so-called Muslims, killing other Muslims just because they want to practice their faith in Allah the right way. So we got a very sick world. Most people are very ill. And Allah say he revealed the Quran as a healing for the ill and the diseases in our hearts. This is why he say that he made the heart good. And when we do what we want to do, we corrupt our heart. And Allah say he will not change it. And when you corrupt your heart, then you start committing on a suicidal journey. You start killing yourself, and you start killing other people in the human race. So if you want to stop this suicidal behavior, that most people are committing on themselves and other people, walking in schools and building, blowing them up, shooting up innocent people, women, children, babies, and women putting their babies in cars, letting the car drive in the rivers, have no regard, no more respect for human life. And life, people, is sacred. Life is to be cherished. Life is not a game. Life is not for our carnal pleasures. Even Allah said in my conclusion, if you are lawfully married, in his book Quran, by his laws, he said, before you even come together with your spouse, intimately, sexually, he said, do some good for your soul. And he said, don't let the lust of sex, your sexual part of your life, become your God, like most people do. Why did he say do some good for your soul? Because whenever he bless us, if it's lawfully we could having sexual intercourse lawfully with our spouse, husband, or wife, he will reward you. He say, and he don't have to reward you for doing that. He said he will reward you, his prophet Muhammad said, for doing it the right way. Just like he said, if you commit fornication and you out here just having sex indiscriminately with anybody, he said you will be sinning and you will be punished. So we have a creator that we need to start showing thanks and gratitude to soon, because Allah says in my conclusion, when we are grateful to him for all his goodness and mercy and grace, he said that's a gain for our own soul. And he said when we are ungrateful to him for all his favors, all his goodness, it's a loss of our own immortal soul. You lose your soul. So people, you choose. You, when you die, Allah say you either go into heaven or hell. And even if you don't believe in it, I tell people, why take that chance? Because you know you're going to die. And if you believe in Allah, you believe in what he say, even though it ain't manifested itself yet. If you truly believe in Allah, before things even happen, you know Allah had already preordained that. That ain't happened by no accident or coincidence. It's a test on us. Our whole life here is nothing but a test to see who would be best in righteous conduct following the will of Almighty Allah, or who would follow their own false desires, their own false self-will desires and pride, and this evil that comes from their own evil self-will pride in this evil world. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We are bringing it home to you in the reality. In the reality of the Creator. We have some beautiful Imam from here and there. Let me teach you. Please listen to the message they're bringing to you carefully, seriously, and may it help your soul. May it help you find your way back to the straight path, if you have strayed in any way. And now I have a brother here, an imam from Winston-Salem that we haven't heard from in a little while, I realize. And we're going to have him to give us some more of the information that he's bringing to us today, the beautiful message. And that's Imam Abdul Kareem from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Walaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Beautiful show. I know we're getting toward the end of it, so alhamdulillah. I wanted to thank everyone who was on and thank Allah, of course, for, you know, giving us these beautiful reminders and bringing us nearer to him. And hopefully Allah accepts the good from whatever we say and forgives us for any mistakes that we have made along the way. I just wanted to remind, as we, you know, talk about our Islam and our deen of al-Islam, the Prophet was noted as saying that if you go to bed with a full stomach, and I'm paraphrasing it, you go to bed with a full stomach and your neighbor to the left of you or to the right of you is hungry, you're not a believer.
That's right.
You're not a believer. And just the responsibility that we have, just like this, you know, giving dawah is our responsibility, and having shows like this where, you know, people who are new or maybe considering al-Islam can get some understanding of it, and people who have been Muslim for years might hear something that they forgot or hear
That's
something
right.
that, you know, that reminds them to just be a little bit better and a little bit closer to Allah.
Yes, sir.
It's our responsibility. Dawah is our responsibility, and our neighbors. You know, in Islam, we're taught that feeding people, making sure our neighbors are not hungry when we go into bed with a full stomach,
is part of our
responsibility, and it's something that's very, very pleasing to our Lord.
Yes,
very
it is.
Pleasing to our Lord. So if we want to put chips in our account, so to speak, so that on this when this day of judgment comes, we have a scale that's heavy with good deeds. You know, a reminder benefits the believer that feeding people, especially on a day when food is tough to get, or your
That's
neighbors
right.
or your nearest of kin, or people who are related to you, feeding them or making sure they eat is our major, is a major responsibility for us. Our neighbors,
yes, it is.
And such to the left of us or to the right of us, it's a major responsibility, not a minor responsibility. And Allah rewards us tremendously just for remembering our neighbors. And these are some
That's
of the
right.
smaller things that we might be able to do to gain nearness to Allah so that we can have deeds that count for us on the good scale, because we're going to have more than enough, you know, to count for us on the bad scale. I was saying to the guys at the county today, at the jail when I was in there earlier today, that if, you know, I've been Muslim over 20 years now, and if the word got out that I wasn't Muslim tomorrow, after 20 years, give it a week or two before old friends from the dunya, old friends from the street would start calling me and asking me to go out and have a drink or go out and do something that we probably did 20, 30 years ago.
That's
and I
right.
said, the dunya's always just waiting for you right outside the door. That's not the steep path. That's not the difficult path. That's not the hard road. That's the easy
That's
road.
Right.
You
That's
know,
right.
You hadn't seen me have a drink or do anything like that in 20 plus years. Let them find out I'm not Muslim for a week and see how long it takes for the phone to start ringing to do some street something in the street or something in the something that's anti-Islam.
That's
so
right.
When you know that the evil is just one step away, you got to work. You got to put forth some effort. You got to do something for the good to go on your good scale. Ain't
that's
no
exactly
Olympic
right.
athlete going to get the gold by just sitting around and watching people swim. They're going to get
sure
up and they're going to be in the pool. That's right, bro. They're going to be in that pool at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they may not get out that pool until 5 o'clock at night. You know, an athlete who's trying to play for the NBA, he's going to be training, shooting basketballs 8, 9, 10 hours a day. Ain't
that's
nobody,
exactly
nobody,
right.
That's exactly they're working for it. In other
that's
words,
right,
it takes
brother.
Effort when you want to achieve something, a lofty
sure do.
Goal.
That's right,
it
brother.
It takes effort. And there's no loftier goal than we have than achieving paradise, than building a
right.
barrier between us and the hellfire, distancing ourselves from the fire is our major, major achievement so we could get our book in our right hand. And
That's
feeding
right.
people is probably an easy one. If you have a neighbor or someone that you can help, it's an easy
That's right.
one, but it counts heavy. Like many things we do, small, what might be small for us, as long as you're doing it for the right, like you mentioned earlier, Imam, as long as you're
yes.
doing it knowing you're trying to please your Lord, it counts heavy on your scale.
Sure
even though
do.
It's not even a big thing. I mean, you call and see if you're going to the supermarket anyway. Hey, neighbor, you need some bread. Hey, neighbor,
That's
you need
right.
some milk. Hey, neighbor, you need some cereal. Something simple as that. As big as the hunger rate is right here where we are in Winston-Salem, As
That's
big
right.
as the hunger rate is, it's something so small to do, but it has
it sure
huge
is.
Rewards with your Lord. So I just wanted to put that reminder out there, inshallah. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was a powerful reminder, brother. Allah says in the Quran, He emphasized, feed His people on a day of a widespread famine when people
mm-hmm.
are starving all over the world. He
mm-hmm.
said, if you do that, mm-hmm. he give you major blessings. He
mm-hmm.
said, he bless you anyway, but he said, that, like you said, carry major, more blessings than some of the other things he asked you to do good. Feeding your human family in a day of privation. And like the brother Imam said, it starts with your neighbor. Charity starts at home and spread abroad. You got a lot of people, too. They will go out and help other people, and they won't even help their own relatives or neighbors or family. And they think Allah or the Creator accepts that. No, He do not. We all are one human family. But you do start with your family first, because Prophet Muhammad said, and I've been sharing with different people, women especially, where these old corrupt Muslims is getting with and trying to keep them, corrupt them. Prophet Muhammad said, the best Muslim man that Allah, our Creator, say He created is the man that's best, the best to his wife and family. So we need, African Americans, we need this talk show more than any other human, a part of our human race.
because more African Americans now. You one person asked me, I think it was the day of yesterday, say, I don't think do slavery still exist? I thought slavery was over. So I said, yeah, we don't have shackles on our feet no more. I said, but look at the condition of black people. They're killing up each other so fast. What kind of, is that a free mind to tell you to kill me? Is that a free mind to tell you to take something from me that ain't yours? Or for me to slander you and backbite you and befriend you, act like I'm befriending you to betray you and smile in your face and all the time I want to take your place, take your wife? And then I mentioned to a lady the other day, it was a song came out, it was chronic. It says, smiling faces sometimes tell lies, they don't tell the truth. So I don't mean that's because somebody's smiling in your face, and they, no matter what their name they go by, Muslim, Christian, whatever, if they hurting you, that's the way the devil gets you or evil gets you. Evil couldn't get no human being into evil unless that human being forget Allah. If the human being forget the creator, you know what that means. That means you're forgetting all good. He's all good. So all you people listening, take it back to those that are not listening. Tell them soon they need to come back to the remembrance of their creator and know that all people creator is the same. He's one. Tawheed, he's one creator, one Allah, one creator, one sustainer, one cherisher. One nourisher and one provider, one protector. And Allah said, if he don't protect you, nobody and nothing he created can protect you. So I want to emphasize, too, to all those who don't know how important it is to learn to understand the Quran. Well, that's our only salvation for all of us in the world today. It ain't no other book but the Holy Quran. Because the Holy Quran has all the revelations that Allah, the Creator, revealed to all His prophets, and it's in all its clarity, and He protected it from those who are not. I got it in there on the sign on the wall, say, those can't touch the Quran whose hearts are not clean. Do you think it means touch the book, literally touch it with your hand? No. Allah said, no one can understand the Quran unless they have a what? Pure heart. Your heart has to be pure. And your heart can't be pure if you don't want the good you enjoy for your brothers and sisters, like the ma'am said, among humanity. And it ain't the big things. My neighbor last night, I went to for some aid, and me and him say, if we need each other, you know, I'm in apartment this and that. And then the new neighbors I get, I always let them know, if you need me, I'm in apartment 1C. Always. That right there, that's heavy to Allah. And most Muslim and religious people, they just walk around like the world is all about them, head stuck up in the air like a chicken, a rooster, like, you know, they're better than somebody.
1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. 1 minute I would like for Imam Abdul Karim to say a prayer for us.
Alhamdulillah. Which one, brother?
Brother Abdul Karim from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatin wa fil akhirati hasanatin wa qina adhaban nar. We ask Allah to give us the good in this life, the good in the next life, and guard us from the doom of the fire. We ask Allah to protect us and accept the good that we say and forgive us from any evil that we say. And any evil that we say is from ourselves. And any good that we say is from Allah. And we pray for Allah's protection from the shaitan. And we pray for Allah's reward in the hereafter and in this life. But we pray for it especially in the hereafter. And we pray that He forgives us and guides the people who we love. Amen. Ameen.
Beautiful prayer. And thank you all. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you for joining us today. Join us again next week, same time, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please invite others to join in with you. Assalamu alaikum. Have a beautiful day.